Chip, you said on after the game that you couldn't call.
Why don't you sit down?
I just like to move around.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
You said after the game that you couldn't have used a timeout to keep Michael in the game. Rulebook says you could. If knowing that, would you have called a timeout there so that Mike wouldn't have had to leave for a play?
Yeah, I asked. I said I couldn't. So I that's on me. I didn't think we could. So.
You said you asked.
No, I just thought that was on me, so I didn't. I should have asked is what I should have said. So.
Okay. And had you known, you would have called probably a timeout.
Yeah.
In this situation.
Chip, looking back with over 2 minutes to go and the way the Chargers had been moving the ball, when you went back and looked at everything, do you think you wish you would have slowed down a little bit there at that point, or do you like the way you handled it?
Yeah, when you look at it in hindsight, we didn't score. We kicked a field goal, so it was tied. You know, we wanted to try to score a touchdown and go up four, and then make them have to drive the entire field at that point in time. So obviously when you look back at it, you know, we probably should have ran the clock down.
Is it difficult to do that when you, the way your system is, to slow things down when?
No, not at all. It's not difficult at all. That was just my decision and my decision totally. I thought we were going to score, so call the play we thought we were going to score on.
Chip, there was a lot of talk about the safety play yesterday. You have two on your practice squad. Are they ready to play yet, or is there any thought of activating them for Thursday night?
No. You know, we just acquired both those guys, and they're learning. They've been great since they've been here, but I don't think they've digested fully what we're doing defensively. They've only really been here a week. We added both of those guys. So, you know, they're still working very hard with Coach Lovett and Coach Light. So, you know, we'll see where they are as this thing goes along. But I don't think any of us feel they're ready to go right now.
When you went back and did your film review and you saw the play where Floyd got, you know, caught the ball and dropped it after getting hit, did it look more like a fumble then when you went in slow-mo there? Do you feel like it?
No, and I asked during that play, they said it wasn't, they thought that it wasn't a catch. No, I'm always asking the guys up top, and that's kind of where we go. So it was close. But then it got blown dead also, so it would have had to been an immediate recovery. I'd actually talked to the referee while that was going on. So I don't think even if we were to challenge in that situation, we were going to get it because it was blown dead so quickly. And it wasn't an immediate recovery. Everybody just kind of stopped and looked at it and sat there. So even if the explanation I got in the field is even if we did, it probably we weren't going to get the ball anyway. So
Earl Wolf went from 8 snaps against Washington to, I think, 48 yesterday. Any thought of giving him a start against the Chiefs Thursday night?
No, we're still – I think Earl's growing. You know, and we'll continue to grow him, but, you know, he's still making some mistakes out there, and I think they're bringing him along, and we're excited about what his future is, but we still don't feel he's ready to go the whole way. So,
did you have any short weeks during your college career, and if so, how did you handle them? If not, is this any different than what you would normally be getting ready for Kansas City on?
I think we had one, but it was never this short because we never played on Sundays, so... but we've been prepared for this since we got here. We've had a plan. We knew we had to start off when the schedule came out to play in 3 games in 11 days. So, you know, then we're going to go play a game.
Did you see what DeSean Jackson did on the film for the penalty?
I did not.
Did you talk to him about it?
It was off the play. Yeah, I talked to him about it. You know, and we talked about it on the sideline, and we talked about it again today, is that you have to play with emotion, not make emotion play with you. And you know, you got to understand how that impacts us as a football team. So,
whether the Chargers were changing plays at the line of scrimmage based on
could
the
I what?
Could you tell whether the Chargers were
yeah, they
changing
were.
Their play?
Oh, definitely they were. You know, that's part of what their whole package was. That's where they were. They'd get up, take a look, then come back, and, you know, they checked. Sometimes they checked, we checked, then they checked again. You know, I think when you're playing a quarterback like Phillip Rivers, I think basically they put the game in his hands, and you know, he was making a lot of checks at the line of scrimmage, depending on the looks we were presenting. And you know, that's what you get when you're going against someone as talented as him. You know, you got to get lined up and you got to play, because you just can't say, well, they're not going to run a play here. You got to be lined up when they're ready to run a play. You got to be lined up ready to run a play. So,
disguise the look. Can you disguise looks there? Or?
Yeah, we did. We did both. You know, there were times they checked, we checked. You know, and then try to give him a different look, and then he came back with a play. So. You know, it becomes a cat and mouse game as you get going, but they've got to snap the ball at a certain point in time, and we got to be lined up and ready to go. When they're over the ball, you just can't line up and say, hey, they're just going to take a look at our look, so let's not give them a look, you know, because they can snap the ball at that point in time. So we have to be prepared with the defense when he gets up on the ball, and then we got to do a job of trying to give him a disguise and make sure that it's not totally something that he's going to see, and then we can rotate into some things. But sometimes your disguise ends up being a liability because you're not close enough in coverage when you're that far off. So
there were a few times you might have done some things differently yesterday. When you look back over these first two games, how do you feel about the decisions you've made, the job you've run?
I've made mistakes. I think we've all made mistakes. You know, that's what this game's all about. No one coaches a perfect game. No one plays a perfect game. So, but you got to learn from those mistakes and hope that they don't happen again. We've been in those situations and say, hey, we were in this before. What did we do in that situation? Didn't work out for us. So next time when we come back, we don't want to do it again. So
the rule book is thick and it changes a lot. I mean, is it difficult for a first-year guy to be snap familiar with every single rule?
I think it's difficult for anybody to be snap familiar with any rule because the rule book is so thick. So.
Piggyback on what Zach said earlier, there are a few times that the broadcast like picked up Rivers saying something like, you know, they're calling Tiger, et cetera. Was Bill Davis's terminology any different than it was in Arizona when Ken Wisenhunt was there?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know exactly all of Billy's terminology at Arizona, but I know our defensive staff spent a lot of time as a group putting together the defensive package. So there's a lot of influences from a lot of different places, from all those guys who are in the defensive room. So.
How did Wolf grade out in your film review, Earl?
He was okay. You know, wasn't 100%, but wasn't, in the failure category. So, you know, he's still a work in progress. Bradley Fletcher's cleared. He'll be practicing today.
Is there anything you can do defensively? I mean, to keep it from becoming such a cat and mouse game or a guessing game? I mean, or is it that's just the way the game is played?
Tonight? I think that's the way the game is played. You know, obviously there was a couple times in his situation where it got down to, you know, there's a time clock where it got to 0-2-1 where the ball's getting snapped, you know. So it just, how long does he want to hang in there and try to get in the right look and not get in the right look and try to see how it works out. But, you know, you got to have a certain type of quarterback that can do that. And they put a lot on his shoulders and a lot in his hands, and I thought he did a great job of it.
Are you thinking about start Earl this game Thursday?
We haven't talked. I mean, we're going out to practice today, so today's the first day of training. So,
is everyone practicing today?
The only person not practicing today is Brandon Hughes. He has a leg. He has a hamstring.
Jason Kelsey had a brace on his thumb, it looked like, and he didn't say exactly what it was. Did he break his thumb?
Did he break his thumb?
Jason's
practicing. He was out here this morning, so he's full go.
Like they almost hit Deshaun on three deep balls that didn't quite get completed. What'd you see on those three plays?
You know, one of them, we were too close to the sideline. Ball was a little bit too far outside. Probably need to leave us a little bit better space. One of them, I think Deshaun says he, you know, probably wants back, and the other one we kind of overthrew. So, you know, just about making sure we can, you know, when you're throwing the ball that far down the field, you're going to have some incompletions. You know? But we did hit him on one that was a big one over the top for a touchdown, and you know, he's a special talented player, you know, and we're continuing to find ways to get him the football.
A lot of questions this week about Andy Reid coming back and the hype around the game. How do you make sure they're kind of locked in on what they need to be locked in on come Thursday night?
I think they're locked in. You know, we met today and we talked about the Kansas City Chiefs, so that's not a concern.
How important is it to hit deep balls and to take deep shots in this offense?
I think it is because it doesn't matter if it's this offense or any offense. If you don't show people you can throw the ball down the field, they're going to crawl up on you and everybody's going to be within 6-7 yards of the line of scrimmage. And if you don't have someone that can beat you deep, you know, I think the defense is going to start to get tighter and closer to the line of scrimmage, and it makes it very difficult to move the football in any fashion, whether you're running or throwing. So, you know, the fact that you have some deep threats and some people that can beat you over the top, I think kind of loosens up defenses. And I think that's what, you know, Deshaun gives us. He's certainly a special playmaker when he can get the ball getting vertical down the field, and it helps no matter what type of offense you're in.
When Mike Vick got hurt, is that a one pass option on that play?
On the
first down on the final drive when Mike got hurt,
it was a rollout.
What's that?
It was a rollout. It was a pass play.
It was a pass play.
Having said what you said about, you know, we need to take shots deep, could you have helped the defense by playing a little more ball control, by having the ball more?
Could we have? Yeah. Sure. But we wouldn't have scored a lot of points. So you're in a catch-22. You know, we were behind. So you got to try to score to get back into the game, you know. And you know, you can play that game and say, hey, let's work the clock here a little bit. But if you start handcuffing our offense, then, you know, we may not have scored enough points to make it even a tie ball game. So now you're playing the other way. Then it turns into a huge catch-up game for us. So, but I also know, I think offense, defense, and special teams made mistakes, coaching staff included. And we all need to make better plays. You know, there were seven opportunities for us offensively. We had three punts, three made field goals, and a missed field goal where we could have had drives to put together drives that got us down the field. You know, we had a touchdown called back because of a penalty. You know, missed a field goal in special teams, missed an opportunity to recover a fumble in special teams. You know, gave up almost 45 yards on that kickoff. You know, even though it was after a penalty, that's not an excuse. And I think if you ask anybody on our special teams, you know, they take that as a challenge. Hey, it's after a penalty, let's go. We can break their back if we can kick one off here and pin them deep. You know, instead of saying, woe is me, you know, we got a penalty, how do we get out of this? I don't think any of our guys feel sorry for themselves. They understand what they got to do, and they got to go out there, and we got to make plays, and we have an opportunity to make plays.
Sure, I know you talked about the lack of a timeout on that last series, but what was the thought process between not one called run play on that last offensive start?
Say that again.
I know you talked about the clock management, the timeout on your last offensive series, but what was the thought process between not one hand on the run play?
On the last drive? Because we were throwing the ball, and it was working. So we went from... I don't know where we started that drive, but we got the ball down the field pretty quickly. So, you know, I don't second guess myself for throwing the ball in that situation because we moved the ball in a positive manner. We just couldn't get it in.
How would you end of the first half, 9 seconds, decide to kick the field goal? Did you give any consideration to going taking one shot at the end zone?
We did, but we didn't want to, you know, put it in a situation where it's a scramble or we're throwing around and then we run out of time on the clock. Felt Alex was in a situation where he could, you know, kick a field goal. Felt like we could get some momentum there. Didn't think we were going to get the ball back at that point in time. And the fact that we got it into a positive situation, if we could have kicked a field goal and gone in at halftime, would have been a good situation for us.
Kerry Williams talked last night about, he had three penalties. One of them looked like it was kind of a dubious call, but the other two, he talked about how he doesn't want to change the way he plays. He's going to stay aggressive. But do you worry about refs targeting him because just the way he is, he talks a lot. You know, he's one of those D-backs that's flashy and he's always drawing attention to himself. Is that a concern?
No. I mean, we have the best officials in that you possibly can have, and I don't think any official goes into a game and says because someone's flashy or whatever, we're going to target him more than we're going to target anybody else. You know, I think the game was refereed very, very cleanly. You know, all of our 8 penalties that I saw when I watched the film, we had eight penalties. There was no argument from any standpoint. Is, you know, that's on us, and we've got to learn to play and play within the rules that they have. But I have absolutely no issues with them.
What was the type of games that you expect this season? Games that are in the 30s that are more high scoring as opposed to low scoring games?
Now, I don't have a preconceived notion of what the games are going to be like from a how many points we're going to score or they're going to score, I can tell you that. But I do know that every game we're going to play is going to be close, you know, and that's what this league is all about. I saw a stat this morning that there's been 31 games played, 22 of them been decided by a touchdown or less, you know, so that just makes us understand how important it is to execute every single snap. You get an opportunity to get out there on the field, you got to execute to your utmost, because that play right there could be the difference between winning and losing a football game. And that's the message I had for our guys today, and you know, we're going to jump right back into it right here and get ready because we got a game on Thursday.
Yeah, thanks, Coach.